All right, good job all the way around. And girls, that's or young ladies, I should say, young ladies maybe. And I forget how old I am, how young they are, but that was great all the way around. Take your Bible, if you will, to the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter number 5. In Genesis chapter number 5, you find a place you're able to stand, we'll begin to look there. Genesis in chapter number 5, about verse number 18. And Jared lived 162 years, and he begat Enoch. And Jared lived after that he begat Enoch 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years, and he begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after that he begat Methuselah 300 years, and he begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Our Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the Word, and we do thank you for it and how good it is to be in the house of God. We pray you'd bind the devil, every demon assigned to hinder. We plead the blood of Jesus over this congregation. We pray you'd touch those that are sick. Lord, that you'd restore their health, lift up the downhearted, set the captives free. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you and be seated. Now, when you read in the book of Genesis here in chapter number 5, you're going to find that this is the book of the generations of Adam. And he goes and names them in several. One of the things that we noticed about all of them is that they lived a certain amount of years, and like Adam, lived 930 years, and he died. And we could go on, and you can find out in the rest of the chapter. Now, Enoch was a man, the Bible said, and he pointed out that he walked with God. What a commendable thing. I can tell you, whatever else and however long you may or however short you may live, you can't have a better compliment rendered unto you than, hey, you talk about an old boy, a gal that's faithful to God, walking with God, and stayed by the stump. Make no mistake about it, is that no joy hath anybody than to hear that my children are walking with God. That's what the Bible said. And let me tell you, Enoch was such a man that walked with God. Now, you'll find there was another man by the name of Cain that had a son that he also named Enoch over in Genesis 4:17. But we're not talking about that man. We're not talking about Cain that didn't walk with God and the crew that he raised. And we're talking about a man here that walked with God and was in fellowship with God. That tells me that he had a clean life. You know, this Bible teaches us that if you and I say that we are in fellowship with him, walk with, and then yet we walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Because if we walk in the light as he's in the light, then the blood of his son Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. I can tell you, Enoch was a man that walked with God. He's the first prophet whenever you begin to study in the Bible. And let me tell you, he's a man that witnessed the presence of God. Here's a man that God had surrounded him. And you'll find that all the world of wickedness and everything else that was bombarding him, he ignored it, just kept right on walking with God. You know, in the day we live in, I know some of you can relate to what I'm talking about. That is, if you've been saved any length of time, sometime when the devil's just browbeating you to death, it's easy to get out of step with God, but Enoch walked with God. In fact, when you begin to look into this lesson that's here, you'll find is that Enoch was a man, one of the two men that's mentioned in the Bible, Elijah being the other one, that was translated without seeing and without going through the portal of Dan. This Bible said one day when Enoch was walking with God over there in about verse number 23, all the days were 365, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Well, I guess one day, whenever he was walking along there, maybe God said, hey, we're closer to my house than we are your house. How about let's go home with me? I've been going home with you all this time. I'm ready for you to come home with me. Now, in this lesson that you're looking at, let me tell you, is that what a wonderful thing, what a wonderful fellowship, what a wonderful camaraderie that he must have had with the Lord. What a communion, what a conversion that is displayed to this man by the name of Enoch. Now, in the lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you, is that you'll find that whenever he had a son by the name of Methuselah, his name means, and whenever he is dead, it'll be finished. Whenever he's finished or whenever he dies, it shall be sent. Now, what he was talking about there, you and I both know now, the great deluge and the flood, brother, if you please. And make no mistake about it, that when you look into this Bible passage and Bible message there, that Enoch was a man that as a result, in a world, while you turn to the book of Hebrews, and don't lose the thought of your text, but over there in the book of Hebrews, turn quickly there, chapter number 11. When you begin to look there in that chapter, you're going to find out that when Enoch went missing, they went looking for him. And the reason why that I know that, because in Hebrews chapter number 11, about verse number 5. Now by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Here's a man just believed God. Here's a man walked with God, talked with God, communed with God, was cleansed by the Lord. Here's a man that was busy about the Father's business, and he was by faith. He believed what God told him. And he was translated that he should not see death. And notice, and was not found. That tells me they were looking for him. I mean, here's some people that every day of their life, there's old Enoch, he's out there busy walking with God. Yeah, man, I'm going to tell you what, he's a stickler for God walking, I can tell you that. I mean, one day all of a sudden he goes missing. Where'd he go to? I don't know. When's he coming back? Is he on vacation? What's the deal? We don't know where he went. We don't know how long he's going to be. We don't know nothing about him whatsoever. I can tell you what, they began to get puzzled and took out, no doubt, some kind of search parties looking for him. We know that because of the fact is that he was not looking, verse 24 of our text, don't lose Hebrews, but it said, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And let me tell you right now, you know the reason why he said and he was not? For everybody looking for him, he can't be found. That's what's going to happen to you and I one of these days. We're going to vacate this world and this premise, if you will, please. And there are going to be some people that will be looking for you. Oh, don't worry about it. They'll show back up in a couple of weeks, I imagine. They're off somewhere else. They either went to a shopping spree. They've gone to some kind of fun ground. They've gone to some kind of Bible camp. They've gone to some revival. Let me just tell you right now, is that there's going to come a time they're going to look for us and we're was nots and we'll not be found. A lot of people won't be able to show up to work because they went to heaven. I can tell you one thing. If you ever do show back up, I'm going to fire them on the spot. Well, just keep that thought. It ain't going to make a lot of difference. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at over there in the book of Hebrews, the Bible said, by faith Enoch was translated. Here's a man, by faith he believed God. He had faith, came from God. And the Bible said that he should not see death. He believed that. God told him you're not going to die, obviously. And he believed it. And he was not found because that God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony, look at it, that he pleased God. Then God points out that without faith, it's impossible to please God. Now, one of the things that you need to realize and I need to grab hold of and sink it down into your heart is that that God gives you and I grace to believe the Word and gives us faith, grants us faith and repentance that we might believe in Him. Now, this faith that you and I have that we're talking about Enoch has, this kind of faith we're talking about, is something that you don't just work it up. You can't just work it. It's something that's been given by God. And when people go to telling you, well, what if I lose faith? Well, if you lose faith, it was only a figment of your imagination. If it's God-given faith, it'll be with you the rest of your days. In this lesson that you're looking at, you'll find is that Methuselah, whenever he is dead, it shall be sin. And let me tell you, the flood was going to come, so forth and on. Enoch was a man that I like, that it repeats it, that Enoch was a man that walked with God. And let me tell you right now, what a testimony and what a wonderful thing that if you and I could see, if we were people of faith like Enoch was, and just be able to agree with God and to walk with God. You know, the Bible said over in the book of Amos, don't turn there, chapter 3, about verse number 3, can two walk together except they be agreed? See, you've got to be able to agree with God if you're going to be able to walk with God. I mean, couldn't you see a person trying to walk with God? Well, you know, that's your opinion. I've got my own. I'm not going that route or that route. Let me tell you right now, you'll have to walk by yourself. But a person walks with God, they just believe what God had to say about it. And as a result of that, you know, there are some people with some religious ideas, and most of them are like a baby Ruth, full of nuts. I mean, they're just nutty, you know. But when you've got what's real that comes from God, you'll not have to argue with, worry about, and you'll be on the same page and in the same step that the Master has. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you, is that Enoch was a man that walked with God. He was a man of faith, a man agreed with God. Even in a corrupt world that's cold and callous and wicked and all of that business there, old Enoch made the right choice. And you know what it was? He just walked with God. He walked with God. You know, I've noticed something in all these years since the day I got saved. And especially, you know, as I grow in grace, love, and knowledge. And you see, you're not talking to somebody that started out believing God yesterday. And I've watched these babies be born, and now many of them are grown. And many of them, God's knocking at their door, or God's already saved them, or God's leading and guiding and directing. You see that? That happens along in life. But you know what happens is that if you're not careful, you go to listen to ideology of humanity. And you go to listening to other boys or other girls that have no regard for good and evil, right and wrong. And as a result of that, they love to listen to the devil swaying them more than they would listen to the divine touch of God that's drawing upon them. In the Bible lesson that we're looking at, let me tell you, Enoch was a man that was commended. And let me say to you, here's what he did was, is that you're going to find, because he sided with God and because he walked along with God, you'll find that he was a man that grew in grace and love and knowledge of the Lord. Now, in this lesson that we're looking at, he was finally translated that he should not see death. Now, they no doubt, they searched every place, high and low, looking for him, and they're not finding him. They're not going to find him. He's not going to be found. I can tell you why. He's walking with God in a different hemisphere, in a different locality, in a different city, if you will, please. He's walking with God. I want to say to you, while you turn to the book of Jude, that I'm glad that God gave us something about his sermon. In the first part of the book of Genesis, we find that here's a man that's walking with God. In the last, next to the last book in the Bible, namely the book of Jude, right before Revelation, here's a man, listen to what he preached in about verse number 14. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these things, behold, the Lord cometh. He preached about the coming of the Lord with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Well, that's tough preaching, isn't it? We're talking about a man, preach that back over in the book of Genesis. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust. Their mouths speaketh great swelling words and having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. In other words, here's what he condemned. You ought not to be going along with somebody because they can help you financially, positionally, materially. You see what we're talking about? In this Bible lesson, you'll find that Enoch was a man that preached about the second coming of the Lord. I believe Jesus is coming again. I believe he's coming even at the door. Here it is, May the 1st, 2024. And look at the chaos that we've got in our own country. Now, I want you to know that what you're seeing, all that demonstrating at these colleges and all that you're seeing out there is democratic plan paid for and operated. They want to get the mind off the border and the crisis that's happened and while the millions are still coming in. They also, you're looking at Ishmaelites that are standing out there and they are screaming at, threatening, and hating those Israelites, which are descendants. That's what that is. Ishmael was a wild man. He was against every man and every man against him. And not only that, but they're out there. Hey, did you ever notice that if you caught the news in the last day or two that a bunch of those people that they're arresting don't even go to college there? There are a bunch of those people there are coming in from somewhere else that are being paid activists to be able to raise Cain, burn up stuff. That's what happened back whenever they were burning the city and not getting their way. I got to say to you that make no mistake about it is that in this lesson that we're looking at, is that the Lord's going to come again, and all this godless, wicked bunch of people that have spoken against him, the Lord's heard every word of it, and they're going to give an account unto God for that. The Lord's coming with 10,000s, plural, of his saints. Now, I will tell you in this lesson as we close tonight is that the Lord's going to come. He's almighty. And whenever he does come, he's going to be accompanied with 10,000s, plural, of his saints. He's coming to take vengeance on them that know not God, that obey not the gospel. He's coming in anger. He's going to convince all that have not believed him that he's who he said that he was. In this lesson that you're looking at, you'll find the reason men are ungodly. They're ungodly by choice. They're ungodly by nature. They're ungodly because of the fact they have no regard for God, the Bible, good, right, moral, and decent. Do you know what I've learned about studying the Bible all of these years? Flesh is flesh, and I don't care what side of the flood you're on. Flesh has always been. It is right now. It will be tomorrow. Flesh is the enmity against God. I want to say to you, when a man's walk and talk and life is like this wicked, corrupt, God-denying, God-defying bunch, you're going to see that it's going to get worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived until Jesus shall come again. Now, you can either walk with that, or you can be like Enoch and you can walk with God. I don't know about you, but I think I'll just stick in with walking with him. Not only do I want it to be that which is going to magnify the Lord, and not only do I want to have fellowship with him, but I just want to be able to have a good testimony with my lip and line that Jesus saves, Jesus saves. In this lesson we're done is that the heroes of those in verse 16 that we looked at, they were following something different for admiration because of advantage. They just felt like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to yoke up with this or that person. And if it's a matter of material or money, I'm going to yoke up with them. They might give me some of it. See, we live in a world like that. Live in a world just like that. I got to tell you, there's not anything that's going to be more important to you and your family and your life than serving and walking with God and serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Our Father, we want to thank you for loving us. Lord, my heart was thrilled as we listened to the songs of Zion tonight. We ask your blessings upon these men and women, these boys and girls. And we pray that, Lord, you have your will and your way in our lives. We thank you now for loving us, even while we were unlovable. Now go with us.